Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Be listening to this song. Do you recognize it? So we're thinking it might be a little remote, but listen to this song because we got a little prize for you this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. We are here with Avalon HR, Stacey Oren, who is our concert goer extraordinaire, musician, loves all kinds of music. You want to do something special this morning
about
this. Yeah,
just to make it a little weird. As you probably heard Kirk say there, he's like, I have never heard this.
Out of the ordinary, people.
Not in my world, it's not. But anybody who can text in this morning and tell us the name of that song and the artist or even the name of the song, Avalon would like to hook you up with 4 free tickets to see the Wahoos. We have great seats behind home plate.
Nice.
And we've got Thursday, Sunday selections from just about here on out. So if you will text into the show, and then once you get it, you can call me at the office, and we'll hook you up with some tickets this week.
Okay.
But not this Thursday.
Not this Thursday. Yes.
Okay. So you can get 4 free Blue Wahoos tickets, and you get to pick when you're going to go. They're great seats given to you by Avalon HR, but you have to be able to identify the song. So let me do this. I'm going to play this song just a little bit one more time because I didn't recognize it and I was a DJ, okay? So here we go. Do y'all recognize it? Who's the artist? What's the name of the song? Stacy's rocking it. She knows. This is a tough one. Get your teenagers. Get your kids.
It's older than that.
Oh, okay. All right. 850-437-1620. If you think you know the name of the song or you have an idea of the artist, just text it on in. 850-437-1620 for 4 free tickets to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We're going to get down to business now with Avalon HR, and we do have some special guests in the studio today. We have with us, special guests. He doesn't come every time, but Kirk Waters is here. He's business development manager. Stacey Oren, in addition to being a concert extraordinary music lover, is also their HR and benefits manager. And Stacey, you want to introduce your new person here, or Kirk?
I will. Yeah, we're excited. We've been searching for somebody to join our amazing company and help us in the sales role. And so we looked high and low and everywhere we could, and we found somebody who's no stranger to people in Pensacola. Many of you may know him when you hear the name. We're going to let him just spend a minute or two talk about himself, but we are proud to announce Steve Clopton joined Avalon HR.
Okay, Steve's
got a wealth of knowledge about Pensacola and great business to business connections. And Steve, tell us just a little bit about you and what you're looking to accomplish at Avalon.
Yeah, good morning, Pensacola. Just looking forward to being part of the team. Very excited to join Avalon, an awesome family-owned business, and just looking forward to talking to you and seeing if I can help you at all with your payroll, HR, any of those things that Avalon does, and kind of going up and down the coastline. You've probably seen me over in Santa Rosa County a lot, in Escambia County, so hit me up and more than happy to help you.
Excellent. Okay, well, welcome aboard to Avalon. All right, we do have a winner. We had a couple of people send in, so I'm going with the first one that came in.
Okay,
so quickest with the text. The name of the song is Electric Feel by MGMT.
Yes.
They got it all right. Vicky Perkins, you just won yourself 4 tickets.
Awesome. Congratulations.
And believe it, I am pleasantly surprised, but believe it or not, we had several texts that knew this. So y'all are rocking it this morning. Good for you.
I appreciate that. if you guys haven't figured out yet, my love for music spans many genres. Decades, you name it. I've probably heard it.
Okay.
I'm probably
into
it. So I really appreciate that, folks. Thank you for playing along.
So what does she need? We don't have them here at the station. So.
No, Vicki, you can give me a call at the office at 850-475-1555, and I'll get those tickets over to you, and you and 3 friends can go enjoy a great night at the Wahoos.
Right behind home plate.
Okay. I mean, they are great seats.
And the Wahoos are doing good.
It'll be a little fun night out, and we appreciate that.
Well, I'm impressed with everybody that texted in. Y'all are pretty sharp. And I want to do a shout out.
The studio this morning.
One of the former hosts, y'all maybe remember Jake.
Jake. Hey, Jake.
Jake just said, I know, but I can't win. Because he used to work here. But I want him to recognize, and even Jake knew who this was. So good for you, Jake.
I had faith in Jake. That doesn't surprise me at all. So.
Awesome.
All right. So Vicky says thanks. So Vicky will get you connected with Stacy and get those tickets to you. You just never know when you're going to have an opportunity to win something, right?
I'm telling you, we do surprises all the time.
I love it. Okay, we're here with Avalon HR. So
no,
I guess
surprises with your HR and payroll.
I was just going to say, let's change the subject now. We'll segue into all the amazing things that you do for your clients. That's your cue.
Yes, it is. Let's talk just briefly about taxes and withholdings again. We talk about this often, but it still comes up. We recently took over payroll for a company that's been with I think it was an accountant for, well over 20 years. And most of these folks have not updated their tax withholdings in, 20 years since they started. And, the tax withholdings change every single year. This is something that comes up. And a couple of years ago, there were some big changes. The IRS no longer wants you to owe money, and they don't want to pay you money. So anything you claim when you're filling out with that holding form, if you're claiming head of household, if you're claiming dependents, it's going to front you that credit on each single payroll. Instead of waiting till the end of the year and filing for it, it's going to assume, okay, you're getting this, so we're just going to give it to you throughout your pay in the year. And oftentimes, in this situation, this is a weekly pay, okay, so weekly wages aren't super high. The pay ranges from minimum wage on up. So there are some people hitting that minimum wage category. And when you have that, there's a certain amount per week that you have to make before the IRS takes out any taxes. Well, if you're claiming head of household, $4,000 or so in deductions, and then, you're not making over $400 a week, odds are you're not going to have any taxes withheld. Okay, and it's designed that way. It is on purpose. We're not doing anything wrong. We follow the tax tables that the IRS puts out. But it's just a mindset shift, especially if you've not had to fill out those papers new for the first time. But the good thing about your withholding is with Avalon HR, we offer a 24/7, 365 access to an employee portal. You can change it every week. We don't care. The IRS doesn't care. You can go in and change it until you're comfortable where it wants to be. And sometimes that may mean, especially in the situation I just described, you may have to have some extra taken out every paycheck to get what you want taken out in taxes. We can't advise you. I can't say put this. We don't know your household situation. We don't know your monetary situation. But we can tell you, hey, if you do this, this is the effect. If you do this, this is the effect. And then you can change it until it hits that sweet spot. So don't automatically assume that, my employer's doing something wrong. This is by design by the IRS. They do not want to give you a refund. They also don't want you to pay. The goal is to break even. And if you've listened to the show before, you've heard me say, does it work? Absolutely not. But until they come up with something better, we just kind of have to stick within these rules.
Okay. Well, that's a great explanation. And if you've got questions for Kirk or for Stacy or for Steve, 850-437-1620.
Steve's like, man, this is day one. What have I gotten myself into?
That's okay. You got to just jump into the fire, as they say.
I want to follow up on the portal that Stacy mentioned.
That's a great advantage.
She talked about the taxes. And again, we're Avalon HR. We're a professional employer organization. We can help you with your payroll, your HR. Stacy's a certified Society of Human Resource Management HR professional. We've got workers' compensation. You can be on our master plan. We've got health benefits, dental, vision. We're a full-service professional employer organization. We're just a boutique style. We're easier to get a hold of. We answer the phone when you call. You can walk into our office between the hours of 9 and 5, and we're there to help you. If your employees need help onboarding, come in. We've got 3 desks for them to be at. We'll help them. So we're more of a boutique style where you're going to get the customer service. But the portal is a big part of things. Maybe on the weekend you're shopping for a car or something like that. You need pay stubs. You can't get those on the weekend typically if you're working for somebody who doesn't have a service like ours. And they can get into that portal. They can pull their own pay stubs. They can do what they want to. They can look at benefits. They can look at 401k.
It's all there.
They can apply for a short-term loan through one of our high-quality vendors, FinFit, that they can, we can help them with that. All this is available 365, 24/7.
So that's great.
The portal is a huge benefit to your employees, and it's all about taking things off of your plate so the employees don't have to ask you, the business owner or the manager, about it. They can find that information themselves and free you up. You don't have to deal with that.
That's really great. It sounds like it's an easy thing to access.
It is. It's right. It's you know, you can get it on your iPad, your iPhone,
Android, desktop. It's available. There's a link to it on the AvalonHR.com website for the employees. And once you sign into that portal, it truly is. It's a single service.
Right.
Like if you have a 401k, there'll be a button right there that you can click, and it takes you into your 401k. You don't have to sign in again. If you choose to use Lod's FinFit, again, one click. You click on that and you're in FinFit, because it already, we've verified your credentials in the back, so you don't have to go through all that again. If you just want to see your balance in your 401k, there's a little toggle button. You just turn it on, see how much money you have, get depressed, turn it back off, and then check later, you know, when, because it's secular, when things go back up. So it is very handy. The things you can also do in there that I highly, highly encourage: keep your address up to date. Mm-hmm. Keep your phone numbers up to date.
That's so important.
Keep your emergency contacts up to date. If you get married, if you get divorced, please take your ex-wife or your ex-spouse out of your emergency contacts so I'm not calling them one day and having a very awkward conversation.
That hasn't happened. Might have happened last week.
Under the worst situation possible, I had to reach out, and it turns out it was at that point an ex-wife. Keep that information up to date. That's very important, no matter who your employer is, how to get in contact with you, who to contact in case of emergency. There's a lot of mailings that go out behind the scenes, and the amount of mail I get back from employees is just mind-boggling. And then I have to stop and call and say, hey, did you move? Oh, yeah, that was like three addresses ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
update your information. Let us know where to find you. I could just mail you 4 Wahoo's tickets one day, and if we don't have the right address, it is definitely going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a big baseball day. We've just seen the breaking news that
Ted Turner just passed away. Former owner of the Braves.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That's sad.
Yeah.
We'll have more information on that with the news coming up.
Sorry about that. As a Braves fan, that caught my eye.
Yeah, we have TV screens here in the studio.
Squirrel.
It just popped up as breaking news.
We have 4 TV screens and then a window with a squirrel that likes to torment me, I'm convinced.
We'll have more information for you on that, but we just got that news.
We do not employ squirrels at Avalon, but we do have a professional team, from payroll specialists to tax and compliance managers to the HR department to where it all starts with the sales department. And if you have questions, we always encourage you, drop by the office. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard. There's absolutely no charge or commitment or expectations to stop by and have a conversation. We would love to meet you and talk to you. The Blues are back in town. You know what I always say, come sit on our docks Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Watch a little Blues action, watch the office cat run from you and figure out how we may be able to save your small business some serious money.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with our friends with Avalon HR. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. And one of the things, Kirk, that I was going to ask you was, what is the process? I've got a small business. I'm listening. I'm thinking, they probably won't work with me because I'm just a small business, or I have a big corporation. Tell us about the if you wanted to start, where would you start? What would you do?
All you need to do is pick up the phone or, reach out to us. Company phone number, 850-475-1555. You can reach us at look at us. Most people, about 70%, have gone to your website before they ever call you.
Mm-hmm.
So AvalonHR.com.
Right.
They can see a lot about us, what we do, the services we provide. And that's the best way. They can come in, just walk in the door at 100 South Pace Boulevard. We're just a few blocks north of the Ore House, and come in, talk to Chip or me and Steve now in the sales department. But you can also, if you have questions that you need to speak to Stacy, she can talk with you on the HR and what benefits and things.
Mm-hmm.
But get with us and let us talk with you. The little bit of a difference, not a little bit, a lot of a difference in the sales that we do versus our competitors is, our owners don't require a quota from us.
Mm.
Now, we're having a tremendous year over last year. Our business is growing, And that's because of the way we do business.
Right.
But there's no, what I'm saying is there's no high pressure sales tactics.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, if right now is not the right time for you and you need to look again in a couple of months or next year, we're fine with that. When it's right for you is the time that it's right for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't think that when you contact us, oh, they're going to pester me. They've got my number. We don't do that. You know, we're here to be the right solution at the right time for the right business.
And so you can help evaluate what their needs are and sit there and say, okay, well, this would work for you, this wouldn't work for you, that kind of thing?
We will. And we will also say, look, we're going to ask you a series of, maybe you're with another provider and you're not happy with them.
Right.
We hope that's not the case. But if you are, you may be under a contract. We're going to ask you about that. We're going to make sure, because we don't want you to get any surprises when the time comes. We had that happen with one client, and their current provider said, okay, you can leave early. It's going to cost you $13,000.
Whoa.
We make sure that doesn't happen, and we also don't charge those early termination fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because we have confidence in our ability and our services, and people typically don't leave us in the middle of a time that
right.
they're under an agreement with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're very easy to deal with. It's what really drew me to Avalon HR. I've known Avalon for many years, but to come here and be able to be a part of this type of business with a level of professionals that we have, like Stacy and Pam and Janet and Keely and Johnny, and you know, it just makes a huge difference. And it all comes from the top with our owner, Don, and our CEO, Brian. It really is a trickle down as far as the way that we handle our business.
Okay.
And the sure thing I appreciate, you know, is we all have the autonomy within our roles to make certain decisions.
Absolutely.
Without even asking or question. Like, seriously, walking in the door, I was like, you know what, let's give away some Wahoo's tickets. You know, I don't have to call and ask anybody, hey, is it okay if I do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know what's going on. We all know where our limits are. But we can make those decisions to help you out on the spot. Like, if it's something a little different, or something out of the ordinary, you know, we can, to an extent, we can go, yeah, you know, we can do that, even though it's not our tradition. Yeah, absolutely. But I always say one thing we are not going to do is break the law for you. I don't like anybody, including the people in my own house, enough to ever go to jail for them, and I mean that. Anything legal that we can do, I'm not opposed to looking at creative solutions. I think we all are.
Do. Yeah.
As long as it's not going to send myself or anybody in my office or yourself to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things people are like, oh, that'll never happen. That will never happen. But it does and it can.
Mm-hmm.
Work comp. We're in a situation right now with a client. They hired a subcontractor that did not have the proper coverage. And it's coming back on the client. So we're helping them navigate that. We will make sure that you are compliant from your labor laws to your work comp situation. We help navigate that. You know, what do you do when somebody's out on work comp? Do you have to pay them? Does work comp pay them? How much do you have to accommodate? We provide education. I've sent out a lot of just harassment training here lately, just reminding people that not everybody's view of a joke is the same, and some jokes are just not appropriate. And,
right.
You know, there's a difference between bad management and harassment, and trying to clear up some of that confusion, because I get a lot of calls, you know, I'm being harassed because I'm late every day.
Well,
you're being
I'm not sure that qualifies as harassment.
You're being disciplined because you're late every day. And that's okay. Like, that is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can talk through things like that. You know, it is a full service offering. We don't charge extra for, you know, HR support. We do e-verify. We do not charge you extra for that. Anything like that, you know, when the guys quote you your percentage of, you know, service fee, admin fee, that's what it is. We don't surprise you and go, oh, so now you want to talk to Stacy? That'll be another $100.
And we don't charge you a fee at the initial onboarding.
Oh, that's important.
There are companies, and I have worked for one of them, they'll charge up to $50 per employee to be onboarded.
Wow.
So if you've got you've got 20 employees, they're going to charge you $1,000 just for the convenience of coming to them as a client.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that.
Okay.
So, you know, we do it in various ways. We'll come to your office. Stacy even went to Huntsville one time for a large client that was onboarding up there. We'll come to your place if it's easiest to do that. We'll let your folks come to us. You can onboard electronically. I mean, there's various ways that we can do that type of service for you. And we're very accommodating to our clients. Our clients come first. Our responsibility, honestly, I know it's cliche, our responsibility is to our clients We're not a publicly traded company. We don't have shareholders we report to. Mm-hmm. We report to you, the client. That's how we know we're doing a good job.
And I think that's the advantage. I'm a big proponent of being local, supporting local mm-hmm. businesses, and that's one of the advantages yep. of being local, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And something I want to mention, a lot of people are talking about benefits. We have it come up a lot. They get it more expensive every year. And clients come and say, well, I don't think I can offer health. So that means I can't offer dental or vision too, right? No, absolutely not. Just because you don't offer your employees health, we can still offer them dental, vision, your worksite products, which are your short-term disability, accident, critical illness. We can do Teladoc, which for so cheap, which provides you, you know, instant access to providers to get mm-hmm. the, you know, allergies, sinus infections, things like that. It's something we've been talking about coming up that we're getting ready to launch tomorrow is some wellness partnerships to focus on mental health mm-hmm. and keeping our workforce happy and healthy. If you looked at the numbers from missed time due to stress, personal or business stress, and how it can make you physically sick, and then that translates to lost time, which right. isn't benefiting anybody. So we're kicking off a big wellness partnership tomorrow with a company to allow our employees, again, 24 access to mental health providers.
That's great.
Once needed. We're doing another partnership with a local healing arts collective. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do it in some other cities where we're at, and we have a big population, but give our employees the benefits to go just take some time out for themselves. Take a massage. Take a yoga class, a stretching class. You know, if you can't, like, I can't do yoga, you can stretch. Mm-hmm. And they have classes to do that. So
they even have chair yoga now.
They do.
Which chair is yoga great, is, actually.
I always thought the goat yoga was pretty cool. What's
I don't know.
That one, I'm not sure.
There's also puppy yoga. But I would do nothing done if there was a puppy in the room, just saying.
But we're also, you know, like I said, we're really wanting our workforce to be happy and healthy and in the best place because it just benefits you as the employer.
Well, sure.
It helps with employee retention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's a big, you know, when you lose an employee for something that you could have retained them by offering some of these things, it costs you about 1.5 times their pay in customer issues, lost business, lost time
right.
training to replace that employee. If you can hold on to those employees, employee retention is a big deal for companies. And what Stacy's describing is the way to help with that.
Well, the mental health piece is huge.
It is.
A lot of pressure out there right now.
And we did some checking locally. Like if you wanted a mental health service right now, there's a huge waiting list. We just mm-hmm. don't have the resources available locally to accommodate all the needs. Like, it's just not there. And so we search, and I have talked to trusted friends and advisors and people in this space, like, what can we do? And we found something that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their highest utilization they've shown is between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m.
That's when you're trying to go to sleep and you're worried.
Your brain is mm-hmm. just cycling. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. So, you know, Avalon brings a lot to the table, can take a lot off your small business that you may not even have thought about. So please give us a call at 850-475-1555 or again, stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard. We would absolutely love to talk to you and see how we can even make your life as a business owner and take some of that mental stress off you. It's not easy, and we know that. So if we can take off your HR, your payroll, your
it's
tax,
it's huge.
You know, we're happy to help.
The NAPIO, National Association of Professional Employer Organizations, they estimate that we're going to give employees, I mean, owners or managers back about 5 to 15 hours of their time.
Wow.
By offloading these things back to someone like us. I mean, what can you do with 5 to 15 hours? Maybe you can go to a networking event.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can take the client to lunch. Maybe you can go watch your kid's ball game.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, those types of things, maybe you don't have to work on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can give you that time back that can make a huge impact on your quality of life.
And we mentioned NAPEO. Explain that because you're a member.
We are National Association of Professional Employer Organizations. They're the national organization out of Washington, D.C. There's a great amount of information about PEOs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, I don't know we're coming up on time, but if you're not sure about what a PEO is and how we can help you, if you want to get it from an impartial source, go to NAPEO.org and just look at their website and learn from them.
Okay. Yeah. How do we get in touch with you one more time?
AvalonHR.com, 100 South Pace Boulevard, Pensacola. 850-475-1555. We'd love to have you come down and share a cup of coffee. Let's watch the Blues later today.
There you go. Thank you guys so much. We had
and thanks, Vicky.
I was going to say, Kirk Waters is
and
here.
Welcome, Steve.
Here. And welcome to Steve. Congratulations, Vicky. She won 4 tickets to go to the Blue Wahoos, courtesy of Avalon HR. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Meg.
Thank you.